go ahead and call the meeting to order if we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, if you could call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
He's excused.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Item 2, student recognition, Mr. Dunn.
Mr. Sackett.
Well, we are proud to introduce our student of the month, first grader, Michael Sutton. And to help celebrate Michael is his teacher, Rachel Bart.
Michael is, I'm so proud of him this year. He's new to Norton this year, but he came in and just has been a shining example of an outstanding Panther. He was one of my first kids to ever get to purple. And he's always being a leader, showing them the rest of the kids the right thing to do, even when some people are not doing the right thing. And he's always been a great leader. He's also worked really hard on reading this year, and he's phenomenal in math. So I'm just very proud of Michael this year.
Mrs. Monet.
Do you want to do this? Thank you. I think she's trying to do pictures and record. Yeah.
I have a whole crew with me tonight, she's and unfortunately, Mr. Yule's not here. And his son is our student of the month in first grade. It's Hunter. And this month, I asked custodial and office staff, on top of teachers, who would be our student of the month. And Miss G had to recommend Hunter. And he is, I'm gonna talk to them, they're both gonna talk, but he is one of the sweetest boys you will ever meet and is kind to everyone all the time. Every day when he gets off the bus, he gives me a hug, he gives Miss G a hug. And even when he was in kindergarten, he was very much that way. He had Mrs. Addis, who's also here tonight. So they each would like to speak a little more about our Hunter.
Well, you know, I've been a custodian at the primary for a lot of years, and this is the most special kid I think I've ever seen. He is just so wonderful. He is sweet. He is kind to other students, to the staff, and we just love him.
You have to tell about your hair, though.
Oh, okay. Now, I have a thing where, you know, I do colors in my hair. And I had magenta in it a couple weeks ago. And I walked into his classroom, and one of the kids says, Miss G, why do you have red hair? And Hunter, God love his heart, said, because she's beautiful.
So how can you not like it? Academically, Hunter is a very strong student. We were just talking about amazing growth in all areas, in reading and math and everything. But I have to go to the kindness too, because he has a way of knowing. It's kind of like an emotional maturity. He knows if someone's down, and not just the kids, but the teachers. I was sitting at my desk one day, and everybody's working quietly, and he just comes over and he just gives me this big hug. He goes, you needed that. He sits down. He just has a way of giving. And the other really great thing is he also can joke better than anyone. So he's got this great personality where he is so kind and sweet, but he makes us laugh and smile all day long. So it's a pretty special combination for a child that age to be able to do that for you. and do that for it all.
Mrs. Oliveri.
Somebody's anxious to get to the front of the room. This is one of our second graders, and this is Mrs. Mayer, here to introduce Olivia Goff. Olivia, to me, has always become very reserved, very quiet, so I don't get to see the same side of Olivia that Mrs. Mayer does, and she has quite a bit to tell you about Olivia.
And I have to write it down so I remember it all. So when I think of Olivia Goff, two words come to mind. LeBron James. Maybe it's because she loves basketball, and she's rather good at it. And maybe it's because all she really wanted for Christmas this year was a pair of his new LeBron tennis shoes. But there are more similarities between LeBron and Olivia, or Olivia, that I'd like to share with you now. As everyone knows, LeBron is passionate about basketball. Like LeBron, Olivia is passionate about learning. Every day she comes to school and is ready to learn. She is the first to get to her seat and begin her daily task. She is always focused in class and is an active participant. Olivia loves to learn new things and is not afraid to ask questions or ask for help. She understands what learning is, and like in the sport of basketball, there are challenges, and because of those challenges, she's bound to make some mistakes or even miss some important shots. However, Olivia continues to strive to do her best with any task that she is given. She too, like LeBron, will often work longer and harder than others, because she takes pride in everything that she does. Olivia is a leader in my classroom, much like LeBron is on the floor in any basketball court in the country. She is not an obnoxious look-at-me leader. Rather, she is a quiet and strong leader. She achieves leadership success through her encouraging and friendly personality. All of her fellow classmates listen to her when she speaks, because they respect her and value her ideas and opinions. She is a kind-hearted and caring person. She is willing to help anyone and does the right thing all the time. Olivia is not aspiring to win any award or receive any prize. She is who she is because that is important to her. So, LeBron James and Olivia Goff? Maybe it's because when I think of LeBron James, I hear, "I'm just a kid from Akron." And I can envision one day Olivia saying, "I'm just a kid from Norton." But in my opinion, she is far from being just a kid from Norton. Like LeBron, I think she is exceptional.
And we'd like to comment.
Mrs. Gerber.
Mr. Leimeister is joining me tonight to recognize our student of the month, which is in the middle of us, Grace Abraham. Grace came to us last year. She was a new enrollee last year. Usually the Monday before the meeting, I'll meet with our student of the month and we'll sit and discuss why they think they were elected by the eighth grade teachers. This is the first day in 2 years that Grace missed school today. So I went diving a little bit into her records, and Mr. Leimeister is going to talk a little bit about her character. But as far as her academics, since Grace has been here, she had one B sneak in seventh grade, and it looks like he had one B sneak in eighth grade, and the rest, it's been all A's. She's sets an academic scholarly example for her peers each and every day, and Mr. Leimeister is going to discuss a little bit about Grace's character.
Yeah, just to echo what she's saying, I'm privileged. I have her in my first period math class, and there's so many things I appreciate about Grace. She's very genuine, she's an extremely hard worker, and she's very friendly. Grace has demonstrated her drive and passion for success in my class daily, She pushes herself not only to succeed in my class, but to excel. Not only does she stand out in the classroom, but in everything she does, from what I can gather. I took the liberty and called some people that her dad said she might kind of look up to, and that's kind of played a role in her life. And so I got some quotes from some people here. This is from Leslie Floor, her volleyball coach. She said, "Grace is very mature for her age. She gets down to business. Grace takes every drill seriously, and when her teammates are goofing around, she'll stay on task. She really appreciates her work ethic." And then the next thing she said, it would not surprise me at all if this was true. She says, "I know she studies hard, and I'm betting that even though she understands the material quite well, she'll still go home and study it." I just see her doing that. I also talked to her aunt Jackie. She said that Grace is full of enthusiasm and dedication towards school and volleyball. She's very thoughtful toward others, especially family, and she's thrilled to death that she does so well. And then, of course, her mom, Amy, said that Grace is very independent and hardworking. We've never had to really motivate her much because she takes it upon herself to do so. She sets goals for herself, is ambitious, and is always thinking about the future. Grace always has that end goal in mind. So clearly, Grace, you're doing something very well. And I want to personally encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. Because if you do, you'll be able to achieve great things. So the 8th grade team is proud of you, and I know your family's very proud of you. I think that's the entire back room. And so congratulations on a job. Well done.
Mr. Shaner is not here this evening. He's attending the district girls basketball game. So Mr. Chiera, they said he would fill in.
I'm going to start, actually. Okay. I'm Mrs. Casper. I am the choir director at the high school and the middle school. And Mr. Shaner came by and he was like, "You were so enthusiastic when you voted for Olivia. I thought maybe you should say something about why you were so enthusiastic." I think I had like 5 exclamation points after her name when he was like, "Who do you think should be senior or student of the month?" I was like, "Yes, Olivia, yes." So Olivia is not in choir anymore, which you're probably like, "Well, you know, what's the deal?" She actually wasn't in choir for a very long time. She joined my after-school ensemble, my mixed ensemble, which is extracurricular, as a freshman. And I didn't really know her, didn't really have a feel for her. I just kind of stuck her in, and you know, she kind of did her thing. And then about halfway through the year, she walks up to me and says, Miss Blystone, I really don't think that I'm a soprano. I really think I'm an alto." And I was like, "Okay, great." So I just moved her, I switched her sections, and she sort of just, you know, took up the reins and did a great job. So cut to a few years later, she is leading sectional rehearsals with my alto section in my choir. She is, you know, running my mixed ensemble half the time after school for me when, you know, I'm in and out and everything. And she just commands a room without saying anything. Now, if you know Olivia, she is very quiet. She's very soft-spoken. But she is the perfect example of leading by example. Everybody just sort of follows what she's doing because she's always doing the right thing and she's always doing it better than everybody else. And I know she's going into music education, or she'd like to go into music education, and I think she'd be amazing. I mean, she'd be wonderful, and we are so lucky to have her here. Your turn.
In terms of leadership, that's probably the loudest quality that I think we can describe Olivia with. As Mrs. Casper mentioned, she's a very loud leader, but very soft-spoken. She's always doing the right thing, always doing it to a very high level, to a point that about May of last year, she was the unanimous decision to be the drum major of the marching band for this season. And took us through an exceptional season, and you know, as much of a privilege as students may work towards to hear their name announced as the band's coming across the field, another aspect of Olivia that I think is so appreciated by not only her peers but certainly your teachers and the staff members is her selflessness. Yes, it's her name that is announced, but she is always the last one to leave, always the first person to be there, always the one who will do whatever needs to be done when it needs to be done. She's the person who signs her name on every best wishes note before a competition weekend. Just a little bit about her, but you know, as much as she does for other people, this is an opportunity to talk about her and what she has done for herself. One accolade that she earned this fall was of the over 500 schools that participate in Bands of America competitions across the entire country. They recognized 4 students as scholarship winners at Grand Nationals. And in order to receive that scholarship, you have to write an essay. You have to have letters of recommendation from staff members. And the essay that she wrote, well, I'll cut to the end. She earned that scholarship. She's one of 4 students in the country to earn that scholarship. But in that essay, you have to describe why music is important to you and how you are going to share that spark with other people, whether it be education or performance. And the selflessness that I was kind of referring to is, well, one, it was incredibly well written, thus being recognized as a scholarship winner was no surprise to me at all. But rarely, as a teacher, do you find a student who is so eloquent and well-spoken that your efforts to achieve and do well for yourself become an inspiration not only to your peers, but also to your teachers. And that's something I'm very appreciative of. She's got a wonderful support system behind her. Her parents are here today. She's got a little kid brother that is coming up the ranks, kind of trying to follow her footsteps. And you've set a wonderful path for not only him, but anyone willing to follow you. It's an honor to see you earn as much as you have, and you could not be more deserving. So, congratulations.
At this time, we'll take a short recess to congratulate the students of the month, and those who wish to leave can leave at that time. Thank you. All right, we're back at it. Item 3, public participation. We didn't have anyone sign up. At this time, does anybody wish to speak?
Are you speaking for everyone?
All right, seeing none. Item 4, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
We have one correction under superintendent's recommendations. Item 8B, number 1 and number 4, Marissa Leavitt and Marissa Drake is the same person. Apparently she got married between beginning the process and ending the process. I think she's Drake.
So removing 1.
How about we call her Marissa Leavitt Drake?
That's what I was going to say.
Okay. Yes, and then
eliminating number 4.
And Kelly just said that she was a duplicate, but
all right. Everybody okay with that? Mm-hmm. Any further correction? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries on the corrected agenda. Under board business, can I have a motion to approve the Fieldhouse facility proposal between Norton City Schools and MKC Associates Incorporated, Attachment A?
Second.
Any discussion? I did talk to Mr. Carmody, and this was under the actual budget by, what did you say, 7?
Yeah, because MKC working on both the field house right now and the elementary renovation, I was able to convince them to lower the amount by about $7,000. So, and it's also part of the original budget for the field house, we took CT Taylor's projected fees and MKC's projected fees in the whole value. So it's, we're currently, we're under budget before we broke ground.
Well, I like saving money, so thank you for, you know, every dollar counts, and $7,000 here and there, that everything adds up, so I'm happy with that. Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Under Board Business Item B, we just have the first reading for the following policy updates, February 2017, items 1 through 22. Under item 6, approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes, attachment X and attachment Y?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under item 7, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve the following treasurer's recommendations, attachment Z and double A?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Under superintendent's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve the following personnel retirement, resignation, leaves, and terminations under attachment A, items 1 and 2?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Again, under personnel, can I have a motion to approve the following personnel, items B, C, and D?
So moved.
Any discussion?
I need a second.
Second.
Thanks.
And that was removing, again, item under B, item 4.
Ready?
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Again, under personnel, can I have a motion to approve the following supplemental positions, items E and F?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve the following consent agenda items, G through M? Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Superintendent's reports.
Yeah, I do have a couple things I want to mention. We're at that time of year where our winter sports teams are tournament bound. We've got the both boys and girls bowling doing well. Our boys basketball team will be starting later this week in tournament play. Our girls basketball team is playing the first game of the district tonight.
14-14.
Excuse me?
It's 14-14.
Is that
end of first quarter.
And when they win, they'll be playing in the championship game in the district Thursday. The other thing that I want to mention about Thursday, we will have an open house for the new auditorium on Thursday, beginning at 5 o'clock, with a program at 6. If you haven't seen that facility yet, it truly is amazing. So I would encourage everybody to attend if you have that opportunity. That's all I have. Mr. Carmody.
Little update on the field house. We're currently waiting basically for building plans to get reviewed by Summit Soil and Water before we can start clearing that area. We're praying any day now we get the stamp to start that. Elementary renovation project's going very well. If you've been in that area where the locker rooms are, it looks nothing like that. The walls are gone, basically they're down. Starting to cut holes in the floor and work plumbing in and things like that. So that project is progressing well.
way?
We had our first Girl Coders Club meeting on Tuesday. We had 10 girls, 7th and 8th grade girls, and they started designing animations and things using Scratch, so that's been a good thing. And, well, we're gearing up for testing. That's what's going on right now. We have some practice tests going on. This time we're going to be using Chromebooks, which we hadn't done in the past. So, we have a lot of testing.
We're actually in the midst of several tests and getting ready for the rest. Also, the high school business and high school language arts departments made their final selections for textbooks and materials, so that'll be on the agenda next month for your approval. If you'd like to see any of the things that they've selected, just let me know and I can share those with you. Pardon?
Will you have them Friday?
I could have them available.
Okay.
Sure.
Thanks.
Congrats to the students of the month. Alternate assessments have kicked off and started. A big thank you to Health Sort of Norton for the $300 donation for the preschool. Put to good use. Thank you.
Mrs. Hagenbush?
Boy, this doesn't happen often, but I really don't have anything to say. Congratulations to the students of the month, and the donations are fabulous, so we do appreciate all of those.
Mrs. Bennett?
Congratulations to the students of the month, and I want to wish all of our sports teams good luck in their playoff games. We are having a levy meeting next Tuesday, March 7th at 6 o'clock here in the Panther Room. So for all of you that are interested in helping with our passing of our permanent, or renewing our permanent improvement levy, we would appreciate all the help and support that you're able to give. That's all I have.
Mr. Knight?
What time?
6 o'clock.
6 p.m. Yeah, I heard you.
Oh, you may have, I just didn't get it.
Tuesday, March 7th, 6 o'clock here.
Again, congratulations, students of the month, and as Dave and Phil said, the winter sports. It's exciting that we have so many successful teams. That's it.
Mrs. Webel?
Going last part. Students of the month, congratulations. We have a great group of kids here. And congratulations, especially the girls' basketball team program from all 7th grade on. They did a phenomenal job this year. And girls bowling, we've had some really successful kids this year, so congratulations to all of them.
And I like to just, every time I see the students of the month, you know, it just reaches out. If that didn't reach out to you, that the students affect everybody in the building. That was a great example today that they touch everybody, all the faculty in the building. I mean, for that to, that's very nice. So, and I just want to commend the board on working together on the superintendent search. I appreciate everybody's efforts, and so thank you. Does anybody else have anything? Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Call the roll, please. Or do we have to wait?
We don't have to, but we should. Number four. Mrs. Webel?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sands?
Yes. Thank you for coming.